boycotting boycott wasn't actually as meta as it sounds. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome. Please don't boycott our podcast. I'm Brady. It's Tuesday, March 12th, today in 1832, the birthday of a guy whose name has been used for well over a century. Anytime a group of people decide to deliberately take their business away from a group or a company, Charles Boycott. And the word boycott comes from a boycott against Charles Boycott, though certainly boycotts existed long before the name. In the 1770s, some colonial Americans protested a tax cut on British tea by refusing to buy the tea. That boycott eventually led to the Boston Tea Party. And in the run-up to the Civil War, abolitionists refused to buy sugar that had been made with slave labor in the South. But then along came Charles Cunningham Boycott, the man who gave us the modern word boycott. He was an English land agent. His job was to collect rent from the tenants of Lord Erne, who owned some 40,000 acres of land in Ireland. In the late 1870s and early 1880s, Ireland was in an economic crisis. A lot of tenants couldn't pay. Some advocates formed a group called the Irish National Land League to push for better conditions and fairer treatment for tenants. Lord Erne reportedly did offer a reduction in the rent, but not as much of a reduction as the Land League had wanted. And so if people couldn't pay their rent, Charles Boycott's job was to evict them, which he did. But the Land League had another way to push back. They made sure everyone in the area knew about how that cruel Charles Boycott threw people out of their homes in a time of famine and need, and how could someone do such a thing? And we certainly hope you're not associated with anyone who would act like that. Many of the laborers on Boycott's land refused to work for him anymore. Neighbors wouldn't talk to him or his family. Local shops said they didn't want his business. It was a near full-on boycott, though he wasn't completely isolated. At one point, there was a boycott relief expedition. Dozens of volunteers came to help the man plant crops, with hundreds of troops on hand for protection, though the helpers may have actually eaten more food than they helped to grow. Soon, poor tenants all over Ireland were using the same tactics to push for lower rents. A local priest thought the word ostracize was too complicated for the protest, so he suggested describing them with the name of the first target and called it a boycott. You can learn more about Charles Boycott at coolweirdawesome.com. Coming up, we'll tell you about a new library project you probably won't want to boycott. That's right after this. Welcome back. In Worcester, Massachusetts, librarians have a new way you can make up for overdue books and DVDs. This month, as part of their March Meowness initiative, you can clear any fines from lost or damaged items by sending the library a cat picture. I'm Brady. Still, if today's the due date, you should return your books right meow. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.